This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Star Wars talk, 80s music, and Jessica Alsman. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Ancient philosophy was framed by prodigies. Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. And even though their thoughts were deemed the aristocratic voice, they also had a thing for little boys, Catherine the Great. So it's been said, needed large animals to be fulfilled in bed. From historic rulers to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. Isn't life pretty, Ernest Hemingway once said. And then he put a bullet through his head. Salvador Dali's surreal paintings were godsend. You'd never know he ate his own excrement.
It's a great one during breakfast hour.
Then there's Da Vinci, for whom it required dressing in women's underwear to be inspired. From the great romantics to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks.
Okay. Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
So we probably should introduce everybody, I guess.
How about you?
Okay, let's explain it. We're in the big room here. This room is substantial enough that we can be socially distanced.
Yep, we all made fun of you when you wanted it to be this big. You're crazy. Good job.
Good call.
No kidding. Yeah. That's Christy Lee. She's in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom, we call it now. It's actually designed to be our performance room where our guest bands play.
Oh, I can perform.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the music.
Things are twitching. Okay. I got a tingle.
He's got great orals, or is it vocals?
Yeah, vocals in this case, yeah.
Well, now, that was the voice of Jessica Alsman, who is on our staff.
Yes.
And apparently not particularly litigious. She is somewhere else. You're at your house, right?
Yes.
Is that a participation trophy behind you?
It's an oil lamp.
It's a lamp.
Oh, it looks like a trophy. Sorry. And then next to her, but in a different place, it's Pat Godwin, the musician and comedian.
It's a classic oil lamp. You mistake that for a participation trophy?
Just wanted to make fun of her after a good joke.
Yes, you did.
Just wanted to make fun of her.
Put her in her place.
Well, I get championship trophies, Tom.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm a winner.
You are quite the athlete. Is that correct?
I mean, yeah, pretty good.
Still is.
Yeah. What's your sport?
Oh, thanks.
What was your sport?
Softball was probably the biggest one. Okay. I was a pitcher.
I'm counting down for Chick's lesbian joke. Go ahead.
No, it's no, you know.
Okay, you're not going
to do it. I feel bad for Donnie, her boyfriend.
Okay, okay. There you go.
You do the underhand thing about 180 mile an hour. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My shoulder still, like, grinds because of it.
Wow.
There's no cartilage left, but.
Oh, I'll bet it grinds. We'll keep it with our theme. Where was I? Okay,
very creepy guy.
Bunch of creeps in here. Just a bunch of creeps.
Our engineer is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Your oldest friend on staff?
That's right. On staff. Mm-hmm. The Chick McGee is across the way there.
My buddy.
At the crazycockwine.com sports desk.
That's right. Josh, who is at the orangeinsoles.com sidekick desk, is my butt buddy.
That's right.
You guys are now butt buddies.
We both admire the butts of females,
that could be misinterpreted.
We're buddies.
If we would have thought this out, maybe the dicky dick and dicky dick would have been dicky dick butt or something. I don't know.
I don't understand how it could be misinterpreted.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What are you talking about?
And then there's Willie Griswold, comedian, Chicago-based. He's back there behind the glass.
Yep, forgot to introduce me the last two breaks, you
in
guys.
In the greenhouse.
Did?
Yep.
I've been instructed not to introduce everybody every time.
Really?
Yeah, it takes too much. But I'm doing it now because we are on some new stations. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us. We'll try to explain what's happening. Christy Lee does have some news stories. Where did we leave this off? Was it Bobby Fett?
Boba Fett. Oh, my gosh.
Boba Fett, yeah.
Sorry, I haven't memorized the Star
Boba
Wars.
Boba Fett. Well, you didn't watch any Star Wars?
Cursory knowledge.
Have you ever watched a Star Wars movie?
Yeah, the first one's great.
So that's the only one you've
seen. Next two are okay, then the rest of them stink.
That's not true.
It's not. Oh, no. God, those ones from the...
Who's your favorite character from the Star Wars saga?
Well, from that middle period, I like...
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks. Everyone hates him now. It's politically incorrect because he's funny and witty and he's got a cool
accent. Not witty. That's the problem. It has nothing to do with...
The latest one, they took that really cool talking robot. They've just got this thing that just scoots around and doesn't even beep.
BB-8?
It doesn't even beep.
Pointless.
It doesn't even what?
In my day, robots would beep. What's
How could we even beep? You've got R2 and the other guy, and they talk and they beep.
The BB-8 makes noise.
Yeah, but it doesn't. The other two noises? Those other two were charming.
R2-D2 and CP3PO.
Yeah, they were charming and funny.
C3PO.
See, I don't even know.
PC. Whatever.
BB-8 is voiced by Bill Hader.
That's right.
He raises.
Yeah.
I love Bill Hader, but what does he do? What does he do? Does he talk?
That's exactly what he is.
So you hear that once and it's over. The other one talked with an English accent. He was witty.
You can tell when BB-8 is feeling sad.
You
or
can, yeah.
Scared.
Can you tell when I stop caring?
Hey, a rare star.
Usually, yeah.
Okay, I forgot. You're a mega nerd. I was at one of those nerd fests with you and one of my sons. And which was the robot that went by?
Oh, it was R2-D2.
R2-D2, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
cool. Yeah, to scale, it was amazing.
Very
rolling around.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got a little R2-D2 audio for you.
All right.
If you want to hear what he sounds like.
R2-D2, Your Highness.
See, that's pretty cool.
That's much better than BB-8.
Yeah. But the guy that talks is really cool.
C-3PO, you enjoy. Yeah.
The one that goes, hello.
Anthony Daniels.
Yes.
C-3PO.
So it's not that you
human
don't like
relations.
It's not that you don't like Star Wars. Your favorite parts of Star Wars are just R2-D2 and Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
C-3PO particularly. Yeah. And Jar Jar Binks. Yeah.
Those were kind of witty and fun.
Because he's holding a thermal detonator.
and then that middle period where
they're dying in there.
That middle period where they go, what would Star Wars be like if it were on C-SPAN? They spend about an hour in some Senate thing. Here's another great costume. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I hear somebody took those movies and like edited them into one decent 2-hour movie.
I understand Topher Grace, the actor, actually did take those three and turn them into one
really? Decent movie.
That apparently is quite good. So. Oh,
can you get your hands on it?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So why is Bobby Fett in the news?
Boba Fett.
Bobby Flay.
Boba Fett. A rare Star Wars action figure has been listed on eBay for $225,000.
Good Lord.
The Holy Grail rocket-firing Boba Fett action figure is a prototype that was never released.
It's probably more than the actor who played him got.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Zach Tan, a toy collector who's brokering the sale for the current owner, said, quote, "Every time it sells, it breaks another record because they just don't come very often." Last July, a different rocket-firing Boba Fett sold for $112,926, a record at the time. But that was broken just a few months later by the sale of another one for $185,850.
Wow.
It's believed that only a few dozen figures still exist today. By the way, if you pay $225,000, shipping free. The toy's current owner is a man in Dubai who wishes to remain anonymous.
So wait, this thing is just going to come in the mail?
Yeah, I think you certified.
Yeah, yes, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. I want stormtroopers to deliver it by hand.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Get the insurance.
How do they know that there are only a handful of these?
They were prototypes, so they know that only a certain amount were made.
Yeah.
Don't you think the people that made them probably took them home?
Well, that's probably the people who were selling them.
Yeah, that's probably where we're getting these.
Okay.
What are you upset about?
Yeah, what are you upset about?
How did we piss you off this time?
Because you don't like Boba Fett?
I don't know who he is.
Of course you don't.
You'd recognize him.
Is he a
bounty hunter? You'd know him.
No, he's a bounty hunter in that armor.
He doesn't have a face, though. He always wears his helmet.
Well,
Mandalorian.
You see his face as a young boy in...
I haven't made...
No, please reveal your total nerdness.
And what, the Attack of the Clones or whatever? Yeah.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah, all the clones are Boba Fett or Jango Fett, one of the two. God, I'm a dork.
Does Jango Fett play the guitar?
Talk about obscure.
Wow.
Yeah.
They should Jango Fett Unchained. Is that anything?
Now we got a movie.
Yeah. Here's Boba Fett.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him, right? He was eaten by the Sarlacc. He was thrown into the Sarlacc pit in Return of the Jedi.
Wow. Mm. So in lieu of reading classical literature in college, you watch these movies over.
Well, according to some of the literature, the Star Wars spinoff literature, yes. He actually escaped the Sarlacc.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So what website is that action figure available? Is it eBay?
eBay.
And they expect to get
on
no,
it?
I'm not. Oh.
Bubba Fett for how?
$225,000, I think, is the opening bid. Man.
So Boba Fett.
We're going over the story that you don't care for.
Not Bubba Fett. He's not from Alabama.
Boba Fett.
This is my buddy Bubba Fett.
Hey, Bubba.
Went to Michigan State.
Bubba Smith.
Oh, that's Bubba Smith?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Hightower from...
In the middle of a Star Wars movie, a guy walks out in full Bubba NFL Fett. Uniform.
I don't think Bubba Smith could do that.
Yeah, I think he'll come with his own box.
Are there any inexplicable Southern accents in the Star Wars universe?
I don't think so.
Because you hear people that talk like everything. If there was one guy, howdy, howdy, here to fix the plate.
I think Jodie Foster was supposed to be
in so?
The third Star Wars.
Yeah, she was the original Leia, right?
That's right. Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Damn, that's good.
Is that how that line goes?
Tell me his name.
Help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
Yeah, help me.
Got an iguana update.
Yeah.
Once again, we have a news story out of
West Palm.
West Palm before. A dead iguana was found in a pizza place, but it was in a separate freezer.
It was in a separate freezer. It was a gift.
This isn't a big
deal. To the owner.
Behind this story. Okay.
What's your update?
Well, I'm contending that I don't think an iguana can weigh 80 pounds.
Right.
And then I also was wondering, in the event that you could eat iguana, and I think you probably can.
They do down there, yeah.
You got to slice it real thin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cook it over an open fire.
Low and slow, baby.
Yeah.
I got this letter. Tom writes, 1985 high school Spanish club trip, staying in a Holiday Inn in central Mexico. They had a lovely buffet.
Oh, yeah.
The meat looked like pork. I did not know what it was when I first ate it. I went back for seconds. It was tasty. Then we found out it was iguana.
Huh. Oh, all right.
There you go.
None of my fellow classmates would eat it.
I can't eat iguana. It makes me slimy.
This is a kangaroo joke?
Makes you slow?
Be the kangaroo joke makes me jumpy, but yeah, I don't know what iguana
iguanas are. They just kind of sit there in the sun.
Makes my tongue long.
How is iguana meat on a scale from 1 to 10?
There you go.
Oh, that's there
that's
it
the
is.
Joke.
Yeah.
That's
the joke? Oh, thanks, thanks for telling me.
If you need a joke, go to Josh.
Right, just come. I'm sitting right here, fellas.
Ready to go.
That was a great joke, Josh. You're cold-blooded. A little bit
See,
of fun.
If you had given it to me that first, I would have worked on it a little bit, and you would have been.
Yeah, tagging a turd.
We have a call.
is the comedic term for that.
We have a caution to all listeners from our friend Chris, who writes in.
Hi, Chris.
Do not repeat. Do not go to buttbuddies.com looking for Chick and Josh merchandise.
Yep.
It's terrible, and now HR wants to speak to you.
Okay. Now, when we mentioned iguanas, what did you say first, Josh?
I said, the Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah.
You ever heard this
song? So we're going to do it, huh?
Willie, have you ever heard this song?
Everybody heard it.
Hell no, I haven't heard. What is this?
Mexican radio.
This sounds like a Haywood Bank song. Like Primus or something? What does
he say? Here it comes.
Here it is.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
It's great.
I'm on the Mexican wall.
Radio. I've heard this.
Even the obscure satellite channels won't touch that one.
83, 84? What do we think?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll know. Was it 80? I would say 83 or 4.
Wall of Voodoo.
I'd go 84.
Yeah. I love Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah,
Stan Ridgeway.
Good stuff.
Who is it?
Stan Ridgeway. He has a lot of solo albums out that I love. Yeah.
It's a great song. Great. I love it. But Mexican radio, I'm assuming, was a reference to all the deeply Southern California radio stations that were being broadcast out of Mexico.
Probably.
Where guess, Wolfman yeah. Jack got
the
his
Wolfman
start.
Was in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
They didn't quite have the same regulations as the FCC.
82?
So they had like a million Ooh. Watt.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I always think of Timbuk 3 when I think of Wall of Voodoo. I don't know why.
Was that all the same time? About the same time, yeah.
What was Timbuk 3's song?
The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear
Shades.
Oh, great song.
That is
Get
a great
song.
I like great song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love that one.
Have so you heard today, that one, Willie?
All right.
No idea.
So today we've taught you some musical lessons, Willie. We've taught you about...
A little bit of Monica.
I knew this song.
Please stop.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Doing all right. Getting good grades.
My future's so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
Every song from the 80s sounds like it could be a novelty song. Every like single song.
Lewis. Yeah, you're right. Many do.
Remember the video had a donkey in it? And just the donkey was walking away with its ass facing, or his butt facing the front of the... Yeah, baby!
Oh, you think I don't know that fellow butt buddy?
That's right. Buddy, animal or human, we like them all.
We got to get you guys some merch. Some butt buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Butt buddies for life!
I can see a lot
Ride
of folks...
Ride or die, butt buddy!
A lot of folks are going to want to purchase so they can walk around with a big t-shirt that says butt buddies.
Can you imagine Chick and I are smiling faces
getting on a plane with butt buddy t-shirts?
I back butt buddies.
We get a t-shirt. It says butt buddy with an arrow pointing to you. And
yes.
Butt buddy.
Yes.
I'm with butt buddy.
You could do one. You could say, who needs Willie when you have the butt buddies?
That's right.
You got strangers going, hey, Brokeback, the plane's boarding.
And we wouldn't get it. What, Brokeback?
We're butt buddies. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the teaser, Christy?
Well, coming up, we'll go from Star Wars to Batman in the news. Yes, that's right.
Another turgid, endless sequel after sequel. We get it.
And I don't know if you'll see this on Maury Povich, but we have a goat paternity test in the news.
Goat?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's his kid. Nothing. Nothing for kid.
Kid, goat, I loved it.
Baby, kid, baby goat, kid,
yes. I'll show you the way when I wrote it down.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.